Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello and welcome to another Andy Goldstein's TalkSport Daily podcast with me, the fellow with great hair, and I smell quite good as well today. Yeah, Andy Goldstein. And what a podcast we, as in a royal we, have got for you today. And we begin with Clinton Morrison alongside Natalie Sawyer.
Breaking news that we touched on at the top of the show with regards to Bernardo Silva and the misconduct charge now that is in place. The FA have charged him in relation to his social media post about his Manchester City teammate Benjamin Mendy. The FA alleged that Silva's tweet represents an aggravated breach as it included reference, whether expressed or implied, they say, to race and or colour and or ethnic origin. Do you think this is the right course of action that the FA should be going down? Because should it not be more of we need to actually educate someone like Bernardo Silva or other players in general rather than actually just charging him?
Yeah, I think he needs educating, definitely. It's a stupid thing to do. It's, black people are offended by it because I've been looking on social media and a lot of black people are massively offended by it. And it's not a thing. And in this day and age, in any day and age, you shouldn't be doing stuff like that. Mm. I don't think Bernardo Silva is a racist. No chance. I don't think that. I think actually what they're going to do, they're going to charge him and make him miss games. Well, I don't know if that is the right thing to do. Maybe give him some education and know what's right and what is not wrong. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Mm. And that is wrong. That is wrong because a lot of black people are offended by what he put
up. Were you
up.
Offended by it?
Yeah, I was offended. I could listen. It's so difficult for what I'm going to say because it's difficult because what if that's them two are friends? Then Mendy would think, oh, he's having banter with me. But that's not banter because it's racism at the end of the day because it's a picture of a character. It's a black character and then he's referenced Benjamin Mendy. And then the video is a lot worse. The video is even worse. So he's obviously thinking when he first did it, He didn't offend him. Now he's done it again. He doesn't realize. So that just goes to show.
The video was old.
Oh, fair.
Afterwards.
And then it came back again. So he's done the video first, and he doesn't realize that it's not right. It's not right to do that. Mm. Do you know what I mean? And then he's done that again. But that's because maybe his teammate Benjamin Mendy thought it was funny and has not told him that's not right to do. Do you know? Or other players in and around the Man City change room have told him that's not the right thing to do. But there's a lot of black players in that change room, and it don't look like. It's offended them, but it has offended most other black people who are not in that change room.
We had Simon Jordan on last week talking about it, and he sort of felt that it was quite clearly, as you've referred to already, sort of banter between two teammates who are clearly friends. And he sort of feels that this going after Bernardo Silva sort of undermines the fight against racism, if you like, because he's seeing it as just two friends having a joke. And if it was done the other way around, would anything be done about that?
I get that it is two friends, but what we are going through at the moment with racism and stuff like that, it's just not the right time. Mm-hmm. Any time's not the right time, but in particular now, it's definitely not the right time to do that. I think he's honestly made a mistake. I don't think he deserves to be charged. I think he needs educating of what racism is and stuff like that, and don't be doing stuff like that again. Do you know what I mean? But then his teammates need to come out and tell him as well that that's wrong as well, because everyone's talking about it. All the black players are calling it out. But when the player is making jokes like that, you got to pull him to one side and say, that's not right. But I do get what Simon Jordan's saying. A lot of that, people do think it's banter. And that goes on from years ago where people could have banter like that together. But in this day and age, that's not happening.
Now, you may remember last night on the Sports Bar, Andy Goldstein's Sports Bar, obviously, it was a quite bonkers night for football phoning, with, of course, Tottenham fans trying to work out just what on earth happened to their side. The answer, of course, was nothing happened. They were appalling. And another busy night in the Champions League again. This time, of course, Liverpool and Chelsea fans having their say on national radio.
You're saying that Liverpool had a bad night, Tony, is that right?
We had a bad night and won 4-3.
So you had a bad night. Okay.
Last time you came on, Tony, you said that you were happy with... What was it?
The defeat.
Oh, they did get beat by. Oh, yeah.
There we go. Look,
the
Muppets.
I just wondered if you...
If you're going to talk Muppets, it was you that said you were happy with the defeat.
Well, yeah, if you're talking Muppets. Tony, I just wonder. I heard it on there. Yeah, go on, play it again.
So I just wonder, are you happy you conceded 3 tonight? Just
I
so you
I was happy, but we won.
Are you happy tonight, Tone?
You happy you conceded 3?
I'm over the moon. Okay. Do you know what? I'm over the moon because we're playing on the Tuesday and a Wednesday night and not on the Thursday night.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, look, it is about the 3 points, but they conceded three
Thank
goals
you,
in 20
minutes. It is.
Yeah, but you can't get away from the fact that 3 goals in 20 minutes was conceded.
Well, Joe Gomez has just come back in, right? Yeah. Which was a bit of a... He hasn't played for a while. Matip has been a good partnership to like Van Dijk and stuff like that. We've still got our proper goalkeeper to come back yet as well. So, you know, you've got to look at things like that.
Yeah, I'm a regular TalkSport caller. Tried to not call you guys because you tried to wind me up or sort of say it was Liverpool fans. Always looking at the negatives, never the positives. I've got to agree with Tony a little bit. So you're going on about how if we didn't concede as less, we'd have won the Premier League. Well, didn't we have one of the best defences last year? And then secondly...
Hold on. Let me address that. Had you not conceded against City, you'd have won the Premier League.
Yeah, Andy, let me finish. And okay. Then I'll let you have your say. It's your show at the end of the day. And secondly, you're going about our midfield tonight. That's a Champions League winning midfield. You know, don't get me wrong, I get what you're saying. You're 3-0 up against Salzburg. We should be shut and shot.
That's all I'm saying.
I get that. But stop always looking at the negatives. Look at the positives. We're top of the Premier League. We're going to qualify in the group. Are we going to win the Champions League? We've got to be one of the favourites. I don't want to say yes at this stage. But there's one thing for sure. We're playing on Tuesday and Wednesday nights, and you're playing
Liam, listen. Yes, you're right, because United are appalling at the moment. But we're not talking about United at the moment. Right?
No, but you're talking about the negatives of Liverpool. And I get what you're saying.
Well, no, because before the game started, Liam, Liverpool were odds-on favourite to win tonight. And I expected you... Hold on. And I expected you to win, right? Also, we talk so often about... You know, floodlights at Anfield on a busy Tuesday or Wednesday, whatever. And I hear all of this. So I expected Liverpool to get maximum points. So that's
we did.
But that's not news. The fact that Liverpool won, that's not news to me. I expected it because you're that good. I expected Liverpool to win tonight. It's not. If I would have started the show with, "Oh my God, Liverpool have won! Or can you believe it? Oh 8-7," I didn't. I expected Liverpool to win.
But Liam, the big news
tonight is it not? Is that Liverpool threw away a 3-goal lead at one stage? Is that not?
Yes, you're right. But
I'm saying, Liam.
The champions we are, we've shown. Honestly, I was there. Yeah, Salzburg had the upper hand. But guess what? The champions we are, we got the win.
Now we start the day, obviously, with the Alan Brazil Sports Breakfast Show, or the ABSB, or the ABZMB, as some people never actually call it. Martin Yole was on the show talking about Tottenham and saying that they're running out of excuses for Harry Kane to stay on.
He's a Spurs boy, you know, and the only thing is they are not winning anything. And I could always say, yeah, but Arsenal is there, United, City, Liverpool. So I was quite happy to be fifth, you know. But everybody else said, no, you have to be in the Champions League. And in hindsight, you can appreciate that. Now, they're in the top four for 3 or 4 years. Even with Harry, they were in the top four. But I think that Spurs, they put in all the money. But that doesn't mean that you will win games. I had 6 or 7 young players in my team. With Janice, Lennon, Ledley King, Defoe. I mean, we were fifth. So I think they've got all the ingredients now to be a very good team again.
We can head over now to our sister station. Well, more of a sort of you ugly auntie. Anyway, TalkSport 2 had Graham Roberts on, the fellow with the big thighs, who, of course, lifted the UEFA Cup for Tottenham in 1984. He was on defending the Spurs.
Coached her away,
Newcastle at home. Maybe we should have the old, go back to Wembley or go or get the old stadium back because you know we were unbeatable there. You know, I think this stadium is a hard for us at the moment. I think the support is brilliant. We're not got used to the new stadium at the moment, and maybe you know that's a part.
Jim White here. You're listening to TalkSport Daily.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
We can head back to the breakfast show now where Ali McCoist was on, telling a story about Rangers also winning 7-2. Although, I'm sure that's a misprint. Maybe they won at 7-2. Maybe they're like 3.5-1. Anyway, let's find out.
Nobody likes people that blow their own trumpet. Having said that, I think everybody, any football fan globally, should have a particular look at those first two headers because they were
headers.
Headers, mate. Headers. They were Joe Jordan-esque. I'm telling you, it's not like me, and you know I'm not one for doing it, but I am officially patting myself in the back for the listeners to see, right? Because the first two headers were so unlike me. But anyway, great story. So, and this is the truth. I think the previous year, I'm sure Liverpool. I know Liverpool played them and I think drew at home and only beat them by the odd goal.
Well, that
goal.
Same team, same you team. Beat them 7 away.
I'm
team.
Telling you, and we beat them 7. Anyway, 15 minutes to go. This is true. And Vladi Kafkas, 15 minutes to go.
Where is Vladi Kafkas?
It's not exactly, well, it ain't Vegas. We fortunately took our own food and took everything. It's not, it's deepest, it's down the, I think it's towards the east or southeast or it's a way down that kind of way. Miles, it's a trek. Anyway, 7-2, score the 7th goal. I think there's 7 minutes to go, whatever it is. I think we scored the 7th goal in about 83rd minute. Brilliant story. And the wee coach from Vladi Kafkas gets up, out his own dugout, walks over, shakes hands with Walter, shakes hands with Archie Knox, and walks out the stadium.
With 15 minutes to go?
No, after this, I think it was about 7 or 8 minutes ago, we scored the 7th goal, and it came. It's brilliant. I can still see him because I was in the dugout at the
time. Do you know what happened to him?
No idea.
Salt mines.
I think definitely he had a passport with Siberia stamped on it. he was heading there.
Over now to Hawksby and Jacobs, where Paul and Andy were talking with Neil Manthorpe about cricket and bats and balls and how's that and all that sort of stuff. Don't really understand it myself.
Now we've got hold of Neil Manthorpe, who's Gary Kirsten's biographer, worked with him on his autobiography. And Gary Kirsten is very much in the frame. Looks like he's almost certainly going to get the England cricket coach's job taken over from Trevor Bayliss. Knowing Gary as you do, and knowing that he kind of stepped away from the sort of front line of coaching and country to spend more time with his young family, were you surprised that he said yes to this?
Well, yes and no. I mean, anybody who's had a young family knows that there's no predicting what your relationship will be like with them as they grow up. And, you know, he thought that, as I guess many first-time parents or parents of young families think, well, you know, it'll have to be, they'll have to be at least 16 before I consider being away from them for any considerable length of time. So that does change. His elder boy, he's got three kids. Josh is now 15. He's got just 2 years left of school. There are two younger ones. And so, you know, the time's right. I mean, I do think that if anybody thinks he's got a slightly flaky reputation for sticking at jobs, they've got a reason to think that. You know, he left the South African job after 2 years when he had an option to, and everyone expected him to do 4 years. You know, he hasn't lasted particularly long in a couple of IPL gigs, but he doesn't commit to things lightly. But the first thing to say is that when I spoke to him 2 days ago, he said to me that they were going to a couple of interviews today, and that you know, he definitely wasn't confirmed, although all signals are pointing to him getting the job. But yeah, I was slightly surprised on the one hand, but whereas he would never ever, in my opinion, relocate to anywhere else in the world, I know that him and his wife Deborah have got a soft spot for England and for London in particular. They've owned an apartment there for a decade and a half, so I think they're looking forward to it.
What's his management style, Neil?
He is adamant about not seeking the limelight and not taking credit as a coach. He's all about the primacy of the captain and the players. I'll tell you a little story, actually. He'd never coached a team when India took a punt on him. Ravi Shastri and Sunil Gavaskar decided to give him a go coaching the Indian national team, having never coached a domestic team. He did, of course, play 101 test matches. Mm. But the most intimidating thing for Kirsten when he took over the team was what I do with Sachin Tendulkar. What the hell? I remember speaking to him several times before he actually went over there. He said, what am I going to do with Sachin Tendulkar? How can I help Sachin Tendulkar? And so the first player he sought out when he went over there was Sachin Tendulkar. And he said, Sachin, tell me what you want from me. What do you want from a coach? And Tendulkar's answer was, I want a friend. And he said, right, okay, I can do that. Wow. I mean, he also threw about 25,000 balls at him in the nets. But just from my observations of Joe Root on the last couple of tours that I've been on, I think that's a really good fit, because it just seems to me that maybe it's his little boy face, but it just seems to me that Joe Root could do with a really good friend.
After H&J, of course, it's the turn of Adrian Durham, Darren Goff on Drive. And this is Aid, given his reasons as to why Pep won't let Phil Foden go out on loan.
The reason he's not going on loan is because Pep just wants him to have Manchester City habits. He just wants him to be completely engrossed in the Man City ethos. It's something that's quite different to everywhere else, like Liverpool's is. It's quite different to everywhere else. He doesn't need him to go anywhere else. Just stay here, soak it all up, whether you're watching, training, playing, in the video sessions, review sessions, whatever it might be, just soak it all up. And by the time the start of next season comes around and David Silva is no longer at the football club, Phil Foden should be ready. But in terms of England and the Euros next summer, I'd love to see Phil Foden. I think we'd all love to see him have a big impact at the Euros. Gareth Southgate should just show that bit of bravery. He's done it in the past. We know he's got it in. Just put him in the England squad.
It must be in his mind, Foden, as well. He must be thinking, I want to play for England. I want to be in that tournament. Because he'd have to wait, what, 3 more years for the next one? That's a long time. If you're younger, he could be part of that next tournament. Surely he wants to be part of that next tournament. But the only way he's going to be part of it, either Southgate is brave and he picks him in the squad and then has a look at him then, or he gets more game time with Manchester City.
For me, there's no reason why Southgate shouldn't pick him. He's picked players who've not even played in the Premier League before. Callum Hudson-Odoi was the example. We've seen Phil Foden over the last couple of years have some minutes, Champions League and Premier League. And probably more importantly, from an England point of view, we've seen Phil Foden with the England badge on his shirt represent his country and step up at every junior level. He's been brilliant. So that should be the pathway into the first team for England. I expect Gareth Southgate to pick him in the next squad coming up.
Well, that's nearly it for, of course, another podcast. But before we go, just a little email that came in. Here Says, loving the podcast already, Andy. It's really, really good. The figures are great. I'm surprised TalkSport still aren't paying you. But anyway, I'm sure that will change in the near future. Anyway, loving your work. Can't work out. This is interesting. Can't work out which is a better show. Oh, okay. The Sports Bar or the Trans Europe Express on a Sunday from 9 p.m. Good question. Both, of course, I present, so I would say they're equally brilliant. Anyway, here's proof that the Sports Bar is up there with the best of them.
Oh, first of all, may I just compliment your producer on his record choice. Cracking.
Oh, we didn't do the Pink Floyd, did we?
Oh, is it Pink Floyd night, Josh?
We didn't do it, did we?
Forgot. Oh, you forgot. No, not we. No, Josh just said we did do it. No, we don't ever do it, Josh. It's you that does it.
Who asked for it? Was it you, Paul?
No.
Someone asked for Pink Floyd, didn't they, last night?
Yeah. No, tonight's Kasabian.
Josh is just saying I wasn't told about this. Were you on last night's show, Josh? Yeah, we were all told about it at the same time. Yeah. And then I looked at you and nodded and you went, yeah. So you've forgotten, Josh. Sorry, Paul, I do apologise. Carry on.
It's a cautionary tale, really, about blind dating.
Oh.
About what?
Blind dating.
Oh, blind dates. Okay, go on then.
I met someone through Guardian Soulmates.
Not TalkSportSingles.com?
No, it was before I started listening to TalkSport, to be actually correct.
Yeah.
And I met this lady at a gym. We had a drink in the bar. We got on really well. She was a bobby.
Policewoman.
Yes. Uh-huh. And so she said, oh, shall we meet one night? I said, yeah, okay. But I were on late duty.
Is this a joke, Paul?
No.
Okay.
No,
okay.
No, it's not.
Go on then.
And so I met her on a place in Sheffield called West Street, and she were there with a bunch of police pals. And I'd done a late shift, so it was about 10 o'clock when I got there. Yeah. Not great. And I had a pint and said, oh, I'll get off now because I'm really tired, sort of thing. I'm going up in the morning. No problem. Anyway, the strangest thing were, I can't take a phone to work.
Oh, you've done that. That's brutal. He's a good lad, Paul. Snort him off.
We don't need no education.
I was on the show last night, and you promised me Pink Floyd.
Yes, it's Josh.
Michael, Josh,
come in studio. Put this mic live and come in, Josh, quickly.
I would like to have a word with this,
right,
Josh.
He's coming in now.
It's retrograde.
Look, can I just say, even when I said put the mic on, he couldn't even do that. You haven't put the mic on, Josh.
Right,
here we go. This is Michael, you're through to Josh. Josh was working on the show, nodded yesterday when you said Pink Floyd, and he's listening now to you, Michael. Off you go.
Hello, Josh.
Hi, Michael.
Where on earth did you... What were you doing last night?
I'll be perfectly honest with you, Michael. I completely forgot.
Sorry, Mike.
You make a promise. You said promise.
Yeah, okay. Don't go on. It's only music.
Get over yourself.
Right, yeah. It's not the biggest thing, though. But that's it for another podcasting thing. Well done for listening. Well done for downloading. Well done for pressing subscribe. Whatever you've done, just well done in life. Anyway, I'll be back with more of the same the next time you listen to this. In the meantime, thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for breathing. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.